And joining us now is our F-35 Lightning II demonstration pilot, Major Kristen Bale-Wolf. And also joining her is Senior Airman Jessica Pieper. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. Are you ready for more fun today, Bale?
Heck yeah. We're going to make some noise out there.
You had the day off yesterday. What did you do? Did you go see anything cool?
Put some civilian clothes on, went incognito, walked on the show.
So I went to some creameries around the area, got some good Wisconsin cheese.
Well, Jessica, you're actually originally from Minnesota, right?
Yes, originally.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not too far away. But your first time here.
Yeah, first time here at Oshkosh. Right. Never been before.
What do you think?
It's pretty impressive. I've never seen so many airplanes in my life, and I don't think I ever will again.
This is the place to do it. Mm-hmm. And Bayo, you said you were here in 2015?
I was, yeah.
And she said, oh, I was just here for a day to pick up a Raptor and take it home. It's like, oh, yeah, I just jumped in my Honda and went home.
Yeah, it's a pretty Gucci ride for sure, and a good experience just to get out here 7 years ago.
Excellent. What's your background? How did you become the demonstration pilot for the F-35?
Yeah, I've been 11 years in the Air Force. Didn't do any GA prior, so Air Force trained me up. You know, 3 years later, I was flying the F-22 Raptor. Did that for an assignment, and then 2017 swapped over to the F-35A. Did 2 years in the combat squadron in that, and then the demo job opened. It moved up to Hill Air Force Base, where we're stationed now. And a lot of luck, a lot of timing applied, and luckily got selected to be the demo pilot. So I've been doing that for a couple years, and it's phenomenal. I mean, you get to take the airplane around the country, around the world sometimes, and go to air shows and show it off.
That's great. Some good stories that you can share?
Oh, good stories. I mean, that's like good flying stories. I can tell those. Yeah, I mean, just getting to see, you know, people's faces light up, whether they worked for Lockheed making the plane, they've never seen it fly, all the way down to little kids that are, you know, poking their parents and saying, Mom, I want to do that. That's why we're here on the road, and that's the reward for going around to air shows.
Excellent. And Jessica, we have you here as well because you're the crew chief on the F-35. When she goes out and makes noise and everything else, then she brings the airplane back. You have to make it ready, right?
Yes, doing all that stuff, making sure all the inspections are good, everything's safe, and making sure the planes are ready to fly for the next day or fly home, which is a long trip sometimes.
Okay. You've been in the Air Force, you said, 3 years?
Yes, sir.
So I would think this is maybe a kind of a prestigious opportunity for you as a relatively new airman to be able to be on this demonstration team. How did you get picked?
It's just a matter of, like, the luck and the timing and being qualified and then making sure you're a good fit for the team. It is pretty cool that I get to do it as such a younger senior airman, almost brand new to the Air Force. But we have the time on aircraft. They know I'm experienced enough to be able to fix the plane and be on the road. So it's just a really cool gig, not going to lie.
Yeah, she's going to downplay it. I'm saying she's the youngest person we've ever hired. And it is super prestigious, and we apply and interview. And hiring a 20-year-old person to take care of your airplane. Turned 21 on the road a couple weeks ago, so that was awesome. But yeah, it's super prestigious, but it's also rewarding for them to kind of see their efforts pay off, like right in front of them, when normally we don't get to fly in front of the maintainers.
Mm-hmm. Right. How did you get to the Air Force? What was your path?
So I come from a very strong military family. Okay. My father was a crew chief. My sister is a crew chief. So it's just in the family, the legacy of just fixing planes.
Awesome. And your family's here with you today?
Yes, my mother is here today.
All right. You going to show her around?
Yes, I've been showing her around. I'll show her around the airplanes later, too. But
And, Bale, your mom was here earlier this week.
They were. Yeah, my mom and dad are out here.
Yeah, your mom was up here on the announcer stand with us. And, there was a pretty big grin she had on her face as she was watching fly.
Yeah, they're funny. They're huge fans. And actually got to talk to her on the radio right before I flew 2 days ago. So that was pretty cool.
That was awesome. I was looking up some information about the F-35, and there are about 840 or so, or 850 airframes that are flying now.
You probably have better data than I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we fly the A model in the Air Force. Right. We've got 78 tails at Hill Air Force Base right now for three combat squadrons. But yeah, the Navy's here.
Right.
The Marines fly it, and we're also selling them internationally. So huge footprint for the F-35, and it's only getting bigger, which is great for us.
Great. What other countries are operating the 35? I know Israel.
Maybe list them off. I think it's like 11.
11? Okay.
A lot of the European countries, some of the big hitters, obviously like the UK, Australia, Japan, Belgium's getting them.
Germany, I think, is also getting them.
Yeah, so lots of countries. But the cool part about that is we can go and talk to other countries who are flying, you know, the exact same airplane. They see the displays. They're flying the same tactics because we train them up at Luke Air Force Base. And that just makes us so much more of an interoperable force to be able to talk together and say, hey, you can fly my wing, I'll fly on yours. I know what you're going to do. I know what you're looking at. And we can train together and then just go, you know, into a conflict night one together and have that sort of, you know, reputation with each other to do that.
And we're about 1,700 pilots are qualified in the different models of the F-35, but like 12,000 maintainers. So a disproportionate ratio there. So again, congratulations, because you had some pretty stiff competition, I'm sure. But normally, how many maintainers are you in normal situations? Are you with one airplane or several airplanes, or do you take care of the entire squadron?
So just as crew chiefs, we're just assigned different aircraft. We have our specific aircraft that we're supposed to take care of all the time, all the day, just keep upkeep maintenance. But when it comes to day-to-day operations, a plane needs to fly, and you need to make it fly. So that's how it usually goes.
Okay. So a crew chief is with each airplane. Obviously, there's more maintainers than there are airplanes. So do you just work in teams? So the crew chief picks up a team and says, here, come help me fix this airplane?
Typically, so they're dedicated crew chiefs. Okay. They are the better crew chiefs. They're the more prestigious ones, senior airmen, staff sergeants, who are assigned a specific aircraft. And you get your name on the side of the aircraft saying, hey, I'm in charge of this plane. This is my responsibility.
Cool. So your name is on Bayo's airplane?
Not today. It's not. But
Well, let's fix that. I'm sure there's someone here who can
pretty
do
easy.
That.
Just put stickers on it.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, unless you fly too fast, then the stickers come off, right?
Maybe.
With you on the road, are there other maintainers with you, or are you solo?
Yeah, so there is another more experienced crew chief here with me, too. And we have an avionics specialist and a weapons specialist with us also, and an aircrew flight equipment for her gear and everything. So there's a couple of us here to take care of everything.
Good. Talking with Major Kristen Wolf. Otherwise known as Bayo, around the air show circuit, and Senior Airman Jessica Pieper, who are with the F-35 Demonstration Squadron. How many different places have you gone so far this year, and what's left to come?
Oh, man, we're about halfway through the season. So we've been about 10 to 11 locations. We've got 10 to 11 more. So we're just kind of finally getting into the groove of things. We have mostly a new team this year, actually, so getting everybody just fully, we're now like smooth sailing, which is great. We're about to hit the heaviest part of our season, you know, be gone for 3 air shows in a row. So being on the road with these guys for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks at a time, it's a lot of trust, and it's like a little family traveling around, which is most rewarding for my part is the people.
Good. And is that part of what goes into selecting a crew chief as well? Whether it's you or however it's selected, is the personalities that kind of fit together?
Yeah, and we interview, you know, me as well as the top 2 maintainers on the team, interview every single person that gets vetted all the way up. And so that is a lot of it. Obviously, for them to make it to the highest level of the interview process, they're going to have a great reputation in the maintenance community. Everyone's going to know that they know their stuff and they know how to do the job very well. So at that point, at the last step of the interview, when I interview them, a lot of it is about personality and can you jive with a small team on the road? You know, how do you react to situations? Because, you know, we take 10 people total on the road, 2 of those being pilots, 6 maintainers, a public affairs, and then an aircrew flight equipment. So if those guys are starting not to get along, because, you know, they're traveling about 180 days of the year, I'm on the road about 150, it can very quickly, you know, go downhill from there. So it's hugely personality based, and to talk to the crowd, you know, you got to have somebody that's sitting at a swag tent wanting to engage with the little kids and the adults and you know, talk to them about the airplane, talk to them about the Air Force.
Cool. Well, let's talk about that. What have been your experiences talking with crowds? I'm sure a lot of people wonder, someone of your age but experience level, I'm sure there's lots of questions. They're typical kind of questions that you get asked.
We always just get questions just about the aircraft, what makes it so new, what makes it so neat. And we have a helmet that we display sometimes at the swag tent. And a lot of people come up and ask us questions about the helmet, about the technology in the jet. My favorite are the little kids that come up and they want to be pilots someday. And my favorite part is telling them, hey, maybe one day I will launch you out in an F-35. Maybe that'll be me and that'll be you.
That's awesome. And, you know, having you both here, Women Venture was Wednesday, 30th anniversary of Young Eagles. Again, we continue to just try and foster access to aviation for everybody, because there certainly seems to be enough positions to go around, not just pilots, but maintainers as well. So I want to thank you for helping to support that mission. Bayo, what will we see today in your demonstration?
Yeah, so around 5:30, we're going to fly about probably a 6 to 7 minute profile of just me, single ship. So I can't do any aerobatics here without the Cat 1 aerobatic container, but but I can do, you know, about half of my profile. So you're going to see as much of the airplane as I can show. The weapon bay door is open, so you can see where we hide all the bombs and missiles. We do a high-speed pass, which is right at 0.95 Mach, 600 knots indicated. Then we do a slow-speed pass, which is right on 100 knots indicated, you know, 90 knots ground speed, and just to kind of show off the high AOA or angle of attack capability of the airplane. So you'll see all that. And then the cool part is I'll rejoin with some warbirds, fly a heritage profile to kind of show, you know, honor to, you know, the legacy warbird, your World War II airplanes, all the way up to the newest and latest and greatest fifth-generation fighters. So we'll show off that a little bit in a formation flight, which should be pretty cool.
Do you know who's flying with you today?
I do not. We've got Stuart Milson out here, as well as Doc Winters. Stuart is qualified in the P-51 and the A-1 out here, and then Doc's going to be flying the P-51, so I'll for sure be with at least a Mustang.
Great. And what goes into qualifying a civilian pilot to fly formation with a military jet?
Yeah, it's pretty exclusive, as you can imagine, because, one, you got to have the right guys to, you know, Stuart Milson has been a civilian pilot his entire life, so without that military experience, but Doc Winters was a Navy guy, you know, so we have different experiences trying to bring them into the same formation, use the same terminology and that sort of stuff, and, you know, civilians train a little bit different than military, so trying to, like, share our knowledge, and we train once a year in March at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base with those guys, and we have different sorts of formations, different guys leading it to kind of get the experience and the camaraderie to be able to fly formation that close together, because it's a lot of trust that we put in them to be leading around, you know, our expensive fighters, but it's a lot of trust that they have in us, like, do not touch me, don't hit me, you know?
Right, because for them, it's a very expensive airplane as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
super, we'll look forward to it, seeing the F-35 demo today about 5 o'clock, and is the airplane ready to go, Jessica?
The airplane is ready to go.
I knew that's what you would say. Joining us today, Major Kristen Bayo-Wolf, the F-35 demonstration pilot, Senior Airman Jessica Pieper from nearby Minnesota, and hi to your mom, all right? That's a Wisconsin thing to say. Thanks again for being here and being here at Oshkosh.
Of course.
This is EAA Radio.